And now we're joined by birthday boy, Aleem McNeil. What's up, Aleem?
What's up? How's it going?
You celebrating your birthday and having a good time?
Yes, sir. I am, yes, sir.
And this is for you, big guy.
Yes, sir. We had a good little football workout today.
Capacity crowd singing happy birthday. How big is that, man, on the radio? Just for you.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So what have you done to celebrate your birthday?
Well, I haven't done anything yet. I'm doing all that stuff this weekend. Today, I just had school, and we had football workouts right after. And so that's pretty much all I did today. But this weekend, when I'll be celebrating.
So talk about that. What are you going to – how are you going to celebrate?
Oh, well, tomorrow I'm going out to eat with my family. And then on Saturday, I'm going to eat out with my girlfriend and her mom. It's actually her mom's birthday that Saturday, too. So that'd be pretty cool.
Gotcha. I know the last time we talked to you were over 30 offers. What's the latest on your offer list? How many offers are you up to right now,
Liam? I'm up to 35 right now.
35. How do you manage the communication with so many coaches? How do you manage that? Because we discussed this time before, but it just blows me away with the guys that have more than 20 offers. It's got to be insane. I can't imagine more than 30.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's pretty hard to manage, you know, trying to keep in touch with all and stuff. But, I managed to do it. I lot out times. I use a little reminder thing on my phone. Like, coach tells me to call them at 6:30, and then, you know, I set a little reminder. But it's tough. Most of the time, I tell them, like, I won't be able to avail for a call, so we'll text, and we'll get the same info that we would on the call. So, but as far as like handling and managing all the schools, it's pretty tough, but it's pretty fun at the same time.
What is the most fun part of the recruiting process for you?
I'd say the visits and, you know, getting a free chance to visit all the facilities and the campus tours. And they give you, you know, rides around the campus, and we get to see everything, get to go to practices. But I'd say the visit is the most fun part of the recruiting process.
Is the process about what you expected or maybe more?
Well, to be honest, I didn't expect to have, like, what I have now. But now that I do have it, I mean, I've seen it happen with a lot of people, how hectic it's been. But I didn't expect it to be like this at all, not at all. I thought it'd be, like, way more simple, you know, just straightforward to it. But now that I have, like, a lot of options now, and I've kind of blown up, you know, I have people talking to me left and right, it's pretty hectic.
Who's helping you and your family kind of sort through things?
Who's helping? Both my parents are, and then I have, you know, family and stuff telling me this and that about different colleges, because I have a variety of my family with it. A lot of different colleges. They did all the different colleges that I have offered from too, but as far as decision making, my parents are really helping me the most right now. Looking at the pros and cons of stuff, so.
Exactly. That's something I was going to bring up. Do you guys, after a visit, kind of do a checklist or do kind of the pros and cons together and give each other feedback on what you experienced?
Yes, sir, we do. We do. Usually we talk about the visit for about a week, talk about everything we saw, you know, everything that we've heard. And so, yeah, we do a pros and cons type deal right after the visit, so.
You're one heck of a defensive lineman. You got a bench press of 350 pounds, 450 squat, 285 power clean. You had 18 tackles for loss last year, 6 sacks, 84 tackles. Mm-hmm. What makes Aleem McNeil the defensive lineman that he is, and why everybody wants him on campus?
Like, the way I play, just my attitude and passion I have for the game. Like, it's always been like that. Like, I feel like nobody can stop me getting to the quarterback. To me, like, I feel like I'm always going to get to that quarterback. Like, nobody's blocking me. Nobody's stopping me, you know, even the offense. Nobody's tackling me. Nobody's doing anything to me. Nobody's plowing over me. That's just my attitude. It just really makes me. And then I work hard at it. I mean, every day I'm working bench press, squat, whether it's lifting or running or doing film study sessions. It's just everything. Talking with my coach about different things I can work on. I feel like that just makes me the player that I am.
Okay, you and Coach Scott have been communicating. How's that relationship developing?
It's really good. We actually talked today. He shot me a little birthday message. It was pretty cool. That relationship has been really good. I'd love to come down there sometime and meet all the coaches and talk football with them, talk football with him. You know, it'd be pretty cool. But it's a pretty good relationship building with us, too.
What is it about Coach Scott that maybe you like?
Just because I haven't met him in person yet, so I like his mentality of the game that he's expressed to me, and how he likes his defensive line and attacking. And, you know, that's my type of football. I like to attack, you know, to get to the quarterback, like just attack the ball. So really, that's all I really know, like as far as that. Well, I'll probably get to know more about him, and he'll learn more about me, and been on a better relationship when we start meeting in person, so when I go down there. So,
you're listening to Recruiting Thursday of highly recruited defensive lineman Aleem McNeil from Raleigh, North Carolina, Sanderson High School, who, like I said earlier, more than 30 offers. When you guys do get on campuses, what's the first thing that your mom is really focused on?
The first thing she always thinks about is the distance, because she doesn't really like distance. Well, my dad doesn't really care too much about it, because he knows wherever I go, meet some good football guys, some good people. So really, the first thing she thinks about is distance.
Your dad, what's his focal point?
The football there and the education. Well, the education is most definitely first is what he thinks about. And he thinks a lot about, you know, if I'm going to get better as a player, how I'm going to succeed there, how I would do there. So those are just a couple key points. But education is definitely the first thing.
And obviously you do well in the classroom too. What are you looking to major in?
Physical therapy.
How important is that major? I mean, Say a school has a good program in your major, but it's not as good as another school. What could offset that to where you like that school with the lesser, I guess, well known major?
Well, I guess the people that they have within their football facility, that could be the only thing, but. Because education comes first. If one school has, say they both had good people there that I like and great relationship with those guys. If one school has, you know, a better physical therapy type deal at their school, and one has less of a brand for it, then I'm going to take that one with more, because that's what I want to do. And education comes first. So that's kind of how I kind of look at that.
All right, what does Aleem McNeil like to do off the football field? When you're not doing anything football-related, what do you like to do in your spare time?
Besides working out, you know, I play Xbox with a couple of my friends, a couple other recruits as well, actually. And, you know, I just hang out with my family, hang out with my girlfriend a lot. So I really don't do too much, you know. I'm always somewhere working out. That's me. I'm either working out or hanging out with my girlfriend. That's really it.
So how often do you communicate with other recruits and kind of compare notes of schools? Do you do that?
Sometimes. I'm in contact with a lot of recruits. You're just talking, you know, just talking. Not really, like, about the schools or anything. Like, I'm in contact, like, I don't know if he's a recruit for y'all, but Jordan Adams, I'm real good friends with him. friends with Diami Brown. He's a UNC committed. I've talked to everybody, KJ Henry, all those top guys. And I'm in contact with a lot of recruits, but as far as like knows what, I've done that a couple of times, but we don't really talk about that. We just talk about football and getting up to work out together and stuff. So that's really what I do.
So the best piece of advice Aleem McNeil could give to future recruits would be what?
You said, say that again?
What would be the best advice you could give future recruits, say in the 2019-2020 class?
Oh, just take it all in. Just have fun with it because it only comes around once. Just have fun with it. Take all the visits, unofficial visits you want. You know, keep balling, keep working out, most importantly. And then, you know, classroom comes first, so all we got to do good in there if you want to live that. Just take it all in.
Sounds good, Aleem. Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
You're listening to Recruiting Thursday.
This is Dwayne Hiley with the